Blog Talk Radio
presents a Plug Radio Show.
Everybody, we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got Ronnie Raheem Moss from the Spinners on with us tonight, and I believe he's on the phone. So before we get started, let's just say thanks to a few of our sponsors, and then we'll get right into it. Okay, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. And we'll pick one more. Let's pick one more. Take a break from cancer.org for Pete's sake. So tonight is going to be great. We're going to be playing some new music from Ronnie, which is great. And I'm excited. I can't wait to speak with him. And I hope everybody had a good week. Now we're gearing up for tomorrow, the start of the new week. And here we go. Mr. Moss, is that you on the phone?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, great. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, so good to be here.
Well, I'm excited for you that you're with the Spinners, so you must be thrilled to death.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is a dream come true.
Absolutely. So how did this all come about? I believe you had a hit in the 90s, didn't you?
Yeah. I've always been involved in the music industry, and I was doing some things earlier, of course, recording and doing those kind of things, and I happened to be around the house.
Yeah.
And I got a call. This was right after Bobby passed away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm from Michigan, so, you know, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the artists, and they knew me. And I was suggested, and that's how I started with the Spinners.
Wow. Wow. So wait, were you sitting in, and then after Bobby passed, they did auditions, and then you had the audition, or you just had the job?
No, I wasn't sitting in. I was actually, I live in Atlanta, so I was home, and I got a call to come and try out, and and of course there were other guys that tried out, and that's basically. You know, after that, I tried out. It took me a little bit, but I got everything, and that's how I got started.
Nice. And so now, how long has it been now that you guys have been? Have you been getting together because of the pandemic? I'm not sure if you can. What's going on?
Recording.
Yeah.
We ended up doing some shows right before the pandemic started, and we. We have been deciding to do a new album for a good 5 years, and
right.
we just finally broke down, and that gave us time because we're on the road quite a bit,
right?
And that gave us you know ample time, you know, great time to go ahead and do this, and that's how we did it. We got together. And we did the album, and
nice.
It will probably be released in June and July.
Yeah, because Charlton was on with me, oh God, I don't remember when, a couple of months now, and he told me the album was coming out, and he said around, it had to be early winter that he was on, because it seemed so far away, but now June is right around the corner, so I'm so excited for you guys to release that new album.
Yes, it's a long time coming. It was a lot of work, and it's a very, very smooth album.
Mm.
I'm so glad that Henry is on it. You know, Henry is one of the founding, he's founding member of the group.
Right.
So
right.
He's on the album and he sounds wonderful. He sounds very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
How did it feel when you joined, I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing that you were a huge fan of the Spinners. I mean, who isn't, you know? I mean, they're great. So, I mean, to actually get to play in the band and be a part of the band, and it's like, it must be just an amazing feeling.
Yes, it is. It's very, it makes you proud. And since I've been in the group, we've been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
nice.
Three times.
Nice.
And so I would say the next time we should get in there.
Right. Now, the new album, Ronnie, did you write on it? Who did the songwriting? Did the band, the group do it, or did you guys get songwriters from outside?
We had a guy from Michigan, and then the rest of the guys were from the L.A. area, I believe. And then our lead singer, CJ, he wrote one song that's on it.
Mm.
But there were several writers on the album.
So what did you guys do? You sat down and you said, listen, we got to get an album out. How did you seek out your songwriters? I mean, did they come to you? And did people approach you with music?
We actually was introduced to a producer who has a pretty good track record. He's worked with several people, Whitney Houston, and the list goes on. So he wanted to work with us. He introduced us to the writers, and I flew to Detroit, where most of the guys live, and we recorded in Detroit.
Nice. This is a stupid question. Is Motown still open as a studio, or is it more of an entertainment, a sightseeing thing, an attraction?
It's an attraction.
That's what I thought.
It's an attraction museum. So when you go to Detroit, it's an attraction that you go visit, and I guess you can have an appointment. You can go and look at the old recording rooms and different things that they had in there.
Right. Now, have you ever been? And was it before you joined the Spinners? Did you ever go?
Yeah, I went, and it was before I joined the Spinners. It was before.
Yeah, I thought it was a museum now. I wasn't absolutely positive, so that's why I'm glad I asked you. So that's why I said it was a stupid question. I'm so sorry. I just don't recall it off the top of my head.
No. Yeah, it's most people that go to Detroit, they want to see that place.
Mm.
And it's actually still there. With the window fronts and it's still there.
Right. Wow. I got to get there someday. I've got so many places I want to go that I want to go to. So I got to ask you, you said that did the music thing come later to you in life, or was music in your family or growing up? I mean, who's Fred Moss to you?
He's my cousin. He isn't in music. He's based out of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And he got tied to me because one of the things he did, he makes barbecue grills.
Huh.
And he is very, very popular around the country. And he customized barbecue grills. So in that, he made one for me with the spinner's picture on it.
Cool.
And it got tied to my resume.
Hmm.
That's who that is. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, when you told me about the grills, and I said, it was because I had heard it was the Moss Grills. And I'm like, how did you know, were you guys loving the griller back in the day? And what, you know, he just created these grills.
Yeah, that's how that happened. But to answer your question, I basically started as a young buck. I started singing in actually elementary school, and I came up through junior high school in a actual singing group, and we sang for through our middle school years, our high school years, and shortly after high school, and then I moved on. And that's
what was
when
the
I
name of the group?
Over.
What was the name of the group, Ron?
The Velvetones.
The Velvetones. Cool. Nice and smooth. Nice and smooth.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Velvetones.
And that's how it kicked off for me. And I basically just kept going and recording. I recorded in major studios in Detroit.
Mm.
And I kind of got tied to Atlantic Records a little bit, and then from that point I moved on, and I just kept going, just kept recording, and I performed with jazz bands because I'm a percussionist, and I played behind jazz bands and sang with them, and I did that for years and years, and then I started releasing CDs, albums.
Nice. Now, when you guys perform at the Spinners, do you do a drum solo? Do you go sit down and play the drums?
No, we don't have time because we dance and sing. We have a band behind us. Yep, our band travels with us, but we.
Well, I think
I
it would be
time.
Really. I think it would be really cool if a drum set slid out and then all of a sudden you did a major ass drum solo there. That'd be really cool. And dance and did the dance moves at the same time.
That would be awesome.
That would. The audience would go crazy. I would. I'd love to see that.
Well, you know, we do the same. We pretty much do the same routines that the Spinners did in early years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw the older Spinners, ties right to us. We do the same exact routines, which was taught by Charlie Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fabulous world-known choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught the Temptations,
Four
Tops, all the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Now, I got to ask you, as a Spinners fan growing up, what was your favorite song growing up? And now, what song do you enjoy singing the most when you perform with the Spinners?
I always love Could It Be I'm Falling in Love.
Mm, that's a good one, yeah.
Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Shame.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite. It's a Shame.
They're all good,
and
man.
Then,
they're all good.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
I know. So now, when you perform, what part do you have in the group? What are you, tenor, lead? What are you doing? I'm sorry.
I'm the tenor. I'm basically there's two tenors in the group, myself and Marvin Taylor. But I'm the tenor. Marvin does Bobby, and I do all the high parts, like on Shame. It's a Shame.
Yeah,
I do other few parts in and out of the show. I'm always on top. When you hear the top note, it's basically
that's
me.
You. Yep. Cool. Now, the music you sent tonight, Ron, is that just you, or is that one of the Spinners' new cuts?
No, that's me. That's
nice.
That's my album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pandemic album.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice. I know Charlton did a song. I think it was "We Want to Thank You." I think it was.
Right, right. He sure did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he came
song.
On. We played that. That one was good too. So,
great
so that's
song.
What you that's
yep.
what you've been doing during pandemic is writing this is this an album, an EP, or just singles?
Album. I have 2 albums that I did while we were off.
2.
Uh-huh.
And where'd you get the music? Did you write the music or you got songwriters for that one too?
There's a gentleman. His name is John Carey. He and I worked together, and we did the album. He produced it, and we both, you know, did it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. And what's the name of the albums?
The album that's out now is called Baby Lay Back.
Ah, that's a title track I got here, Lay Back.
Yep, it's a very romantic album. It was a Valentine's Day album.
Oh, Lay Back, baby.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It's so
and the
funny.
The other one is Keep on Steppin'.
The album.
The other album is Keep on Steppin'.
Keep on Steppin', and that's the one with the pandemic theme.
There's a pandemic song on there, but
oh,
it's
just,
still
just
it's
a song.
Still, yeah, that, but it's still me doing my thing.
Nice. So what's going on with you guys? I'm hearing, I don't know if this is true, I'm hearing that concerts may actually start very soon. What are you hearing?
The Spinners, we go back on the road in June.
Nice. Charlton told me you were coming out here. You guys better be coming out here to the East Coast.
Oh yeah, definitely. We definitely are going that way. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys better let me know because I love Charlton and I'm loving you too. So I gotta say hello.
Awesome. I will. Now that I have your contact information, I'll definitely let you know when we're coming that way.
Definitely. Well, I am dying for everybody to hear these songs. I heard a little bit of them. I don't like to listen to the whole thing because I want to enjoy it like everybody else does for the first time. So what is your preference? Do we want to lay back or do we want to lock down? What do you want to play first?
It doesn't matter. You can roll it. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm good.
All right, everybody, this is Lockdown by Ronnie Moss. wow, I'm hearing, you know what? Oh, man, that's a little princy funky thing there going too. You know what I loved when you did? You got to do, can you do it for me? Do that one. Do that last one. I can't do it. I can't, the high one when you did the scream. Do that one. I can't get it out. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
The part you talk, say it again.
I can't get that high. I'm sorry. I lost my high voice. It locked down where you did the scream, the high scream.
Oh, locked down.
When you did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I liked it. Is that you doing both vocals?
Yeah, that's me.
On both. I figured it sounded like it. I said, oh, that sounds like the lower part sounded like you, and then the high part threw me because I wasn't expecting it.
Thank you.
Cool. It was cool. It had a nice funk to it. I liked it.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. How's it doing? Where can people hear it now, Ronnie?
It's on all the music platforms. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Spotify. It's on all of them. It's on Pandora. It's on all of them.
Cool. Did any of the guys from the Spinners work on any of your new stuff?
No, they didn't. They didn't. I did all the vocals out of my studio, and John Carey, he did the rest out of his studio. So we basically never, ever got together physically.
Magic. It's the magic the magic of technology, right?
Yes, it is.
Can you believe we would never expect to be doing that today for people who started in industry years ago, you know? But you got to say.
A lot of musicians did it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you...
Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 77094094643 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. We did not get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection.
the nearest star. On your